AM 1150's Business Spotlight, Tim Wahlberg, Clint Pratch on a Monday morning for some Monday morning motivation. Clint Pratch from Flamin Fitness, your fitness equipment headquarters on the west side. You know the place, 3550 Carrington Road in West Kelowna. Just look for the running man on the treadmill on Highway 97 right next to Home Depot and online at flaminfitness.com. Clint, how are you doing today?
Doing swell. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for asking.
That's what you do as a Canadian. You're polite. Somebody asks you how you're doing, you do the same.
Yeah. You any of the... okay, that's another topic.
I'm sorry for asking.
Sorry for getting off topic.
Thank you.
Tracy Steen in studio with us today.
Hello.
Friend of the show, Tracy. Great to have you back with movedaily.ca. Tracy, love this conversation we're going to have today. Personal trainer, a master of psychology. You're a motivator, a speaker. You know how the brain works, and there's always challenge, Clint. I think we know about who's worth what when it comes to self-worth, motivation. Who's going to get out there and be most successful when it comes to their fitness goals, their wellness goals? And we talk about motivation. And Tracy, we can talk a little bit about it today and what people's roadblocks are. But we're talking today about how people can stick with an exercise program or a wellness program that they've created. This is the time of year where I think temptation really starts to affect us. We've got Halloween, we've got Thanksgiving a couple of weeks back, and cookies, treats, drinks are all around us, surrounding us at this time of the year, and will be for the next month and a bit. How do you manage as a personal trainer?
That's a great question. One of the things that I have found over the years is that if a client truly believes that they can stick with an exercise program, that's the biggest predictor of exercise adherence, is if they believe they can do it.
It's belief.
It's so key, because the more you believe that you can stick with an exercise program, the more time you're going to devote to the task. And the more time you devote to the task, the more change you'll make. And the more change you make, the more you believe that you can do it.
Everybody has self-talk.
Right.
Everybody talks to themselves in their brain all the time, all day long. And they make choices. And when they're sitting down, if it's in front of a meal or they're on their way to the gym or working out at the gym or in their home, they're talking to themselves constantly. And sometimes it's positive and sometimes it's negative. And I think that's a real challenge for a lot of people.
It really is. And, you know, the more that we listen to those negative thoughts about ourselves, the less that we're going to feel confident to move forward in our health and wellness. So one of the things that I challenge clients to do is to change that self-talk, to get some cognitive credits in there, so make it more positive. Perhaps uttering phrases to themselves like, you know, I can change my body. I'm strong. I'm powerful. I can do this. I can make a lifestyle change, as opposed to just giving up and saying I can't.
It's hard when you haven't done it yet, though. I think it's hard when you're not there. You know, when you're at the gym, perhaps, or at home and you're working out and you're getting a bit of a sweat on, you're feeling good. It's already taken place and it's taken shape and you're feeling your muscles pumping, the blood's flowing. You're in that moment, and I think you can talk positively at that moment, but it's getting there.
Right.
It's starting, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, don't you think that, I mean, if you don't have an exercise program that you're involved in right now, there's so many little things that you can do to just start. And that really is the key, is starting with something that's totally attainable, measurable, and small. So for an example, you get off the bus a stop early. Maybe you park at the far side of the parking lot and walk the distance to Superstore instead of looking for your Rockstar parking.
The Costanza spot.
That's right. You take the stairs instead of, taking the elevator. So it's little things like that can really increase that circulation, which in turn is going to decrease our decay and disease.
You have to approach that with a plan, though. You have to make those decisions ahead of time before you do, knowing that you're going to stop one stop earlier, knowing that you're going to park it, because you can't expect to do it all of a sudden right away. Oh, yeah, I forgot to. I'm going to do that. No, I can't do it today because I didn't give myself enough time.
That's right. And making a plan is key. And so often we forget what our plan is. We have such good intentions. We think about what we want to do. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, darn, I was going to do that. I was not going to eat that cheesecake today. I forgot about that.
Intentions are everything. We have good intentions. And I think that's it. We know what's wrong and we know what's right. but it's the choices we make. It's the choice, Clint.
And I think we know what we need to do a lot of the times, and we just, and by putting time in front of it, in the sense, not getting it done right away, it becomes more and more of a load on your shoulders. It becomes more and more away from you. It's more distance behind it. But why? Why is it so far away when you know that maybe you thought of taking that stop early on that bus? Why not do it that day? Well, you know what? I didn't do it the day that I thought of it the first time, but so I'm a failure.
Right. And
why
then
don't you do it anyways? You have the time now. Do it.
And then we throw the baby out with the bathwater instead of just saying, you know what? Today's a new day. This moment's a new moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to do what I can do today.
That's right. That's all you can do. Like, for instance, and everybody's is different. And you just kind of think, okay, well, I've got to do what this person's doing. I've got to do, you know, what's trendy, what's cool.
Right.
Like, for instance, me, it's not working out. I have an ankle issue right now, and I know I got to go see a physiotherapist.
Right.
And I can see her face, and she said, you know, just make some time out of your day, and I will try and make it work. And I'll look at your foot. And it's just like, but because I'm doing it right now, I'm like, guess what? Today I've scheduled a whole bunch of other things when I should put that in front of it. So, I mean, it's not like we don't all do it. It's just a matter of how far do we let it become an issue?
Yeah. When do you stop that cycle and turn it into the positive cycle? I have the exact same issue. I'm still recovering from my ACL surgery, my reconstruction of my ACL. And I know when I am in pain, when it's sore, when it hurts, I'm not doing my exercises.
Right.
I'm not doing my proper rehab. But as soon as I get on it for 2 or 3 days straight, wow, I feel strong again. I feel like I'm where I should be, normal. I'm motivated. I'm motivated to do more because I know the benefits. And once you start, Tracy, that's when the good stuff starts to happen. You get a couple of days in there and you get a little bit of momentum. That's when it really starts to see results.
And I think it's critical that we remember the why behind exercise and really, again, the criticalness of doing it. When we just sit and binge watch Netflix and then crack a beer while we're doing that and drive through the drive-thru and order a supersized Coke and fries, that dry rot begins to set in. And
you were following me last night, weren't you?
But what happens is that dry rot starts that aging cycle in our body. It leads to inflammation, it leads to disease, and ultimately to decay. And that's what we want to avoid. So remembering, you know, even if it's just getting up off the couch and going for a walk around the block, that tells the body it's springtime and it gets the blood flowing, it gets that circulation going and decreases inflammation. I think just those little things are really important to remember.
Well, you brought up, some habits, but step back from that a little bit and look at your environment and look at the people who you hang with every single day. Your family, if it's your kids, your spouse, they can become an enabler to the behavior that you're already doing, whether it's bad or whether it's good.
Sure.
They could be positive or negative. Your kids, are they eating garbage? Do you have garbage in the house?
Yeah.
So these things, it can really affect how successful you are.
So what do you say to your clients that have those enablers in a sense that, do you just say, you know what, you got to get a divorce from your husband?
That's it. Marriage is over.
He's got too many potato chips around you. You got to move on. What do you say?
I have one of those husbands. Sorry, honey. You know, that's the thing, is that you're responsible for your behavior. And as a parent, though, you are like 80% responsible of what comes into the house. Mm. So you have a large responsibility to make good choices for your children and for, you know, whoever the grocery shopper is in the house can often control that. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you can't control other people. They're going to choose what they're going to choose. But you still have, you know, the ability for yourself to make choices towards your own wellness. And again, it doesn't have to be necessarily right, you know, having everyone involved in your fitness and wellness plans, especially if they have no desire for that. You can still do those little things. Again, take the stairs instead of the elevator and make those choices to help you move towards health.
But it's reflective and people see that and they'll see it in you.
Well, that's the encouraging part. Lots of my clients, I tell them to find a profound reason to make a change. Because if the reason is guttural and profound enough, then they're more likely to stick with it when the alarm clock goes off at 5 a.m. telling them to go work out, right?
Yeah.
So if their reason is to be an example to their children, that's a phenomenal reason. Yeah. That's profound enough to go, you know what? I am the example to these kids, and I want to make a change so that they make healthy choices.
Is that one of the reasons how you can differentiate someone who's going to be successful and someone who is not? I mean, you have a master's in psychology. We're talking with Tracy Steen from movedaily.ca. She's a personal trainer, a motivator right here in Kelowna. Is that one of those things that you can pinpoint and say the motivation isn't there? Is this is why they succeed or this is why they fail?
Yeah, actually, I just wrote a blog on that because I was very interested in why some of my clients succeeded and why others didn't. And one of the biggest predictors of exercise adherence is self-efficacy, this belief that in yourself. We alluded to it earlier. If people don't believe they can do it, they're not going to do it. But if they can believe that a change is possible, then those are the people who make the change.
How do you change the way someone thinks?
Right. Okay. So how do you increase self-efficacy? That's the bottom line question then. Well, there's lots of things that you can do. One of the things that I sometimes get a client to do is to make a pros and cons list. So say something like exercising. There's going to be a list of pros, why it's beneficial. I'm going to maybe lose body fat. I'm going to look better. I'll feel more confident. I mean, these pros are really good pros. I'll live longer. Things that should really motivate us to go, yeah, that's a good idea.
Great idea.
Great idea. And then make the cons, because there's always a downside too. You're going to have to give up something. Mm. Maybe you'll miss ladies' vodka night. Maybe you won't get to binge watch your Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I'm not missing ladies' vodka night.
No. You're always a staple there.
But looking and keeping that list handy. So looking at it lots frequently and going, okay, you know what? It's more beneficial for me to engage in some sort of activity than it is not to.
I don't know if it's this world of, you know, instant gratification, this attention span that is so small these days. It's FOMO, F-O-M-O, this fear of missing out. Mm. And you can attach it to so many different things. You can attach it to women's vodka night.
Yeah.
Or my buddies are going out for pizza and burgers to watch the game and wings and beer and everything. And so the fear of missing out, well, okay, you can still have those every once in a while.
But
when they start to become over and over and over again, it's really hard to let go of those things after a while. And you do fear of missing out. There's another day. There's going to be another game.
Yeah.
There's going to be another pitcher of beer. There's going to be another time to have burgers and pizzas. So, you know, you got to regulate all that.
Well, that's funny that you should say that. I just wrote a blog called Goodbye Cocktail Kara. That was the name of the title. And I had a client who said, this is my friendship group right now. I have these girls and all we do is have cocktails. Like every day at 4 o'clock, we have a glass of wine. I know. Well, hey,
oh, okay. A glass of wine.
Not
right.
My group. Someone else's. No. And yeah, have a glass of wine, or every weekend it's cocktails, cocktails, and it's getting together. And that's her social connection. And she said, I want to have something different than that. I want to be known for something different than, hey, she'll have a cocktail with us.
Mm.
And so we began to develop a group of friends who exercise. And she found this group. She attended some of our challenges, got to meet some people who were also like-minded in fitness and wellness. And now, not only does she have her cocktail group for the weekends, she still has that. It's still fun in moderation. It's great, right?
She hasn't let it go.
She hasn't let that go, but she has a group of people who are like-minded and want the wellness that she wants. And it's just, it's a wonderful thing to see.
That is great when you can find people like that.
Mm-hmm.
That one cocktail night is probably much better. You would think that
she felt
like, you know what, I earned this night, as opposed to, okay, here we go. Let's go every day.
Yeah. I think it comes back to surrounding yourself with the right people. I mean, when you are in that family circle all the time where we're all just hanging out, we're all watching the tube, everyone's on their screen, and they're just kind of humdrum doing the same old thing.
Same.
If one of those people in that family unit goes out and finds their group, their active group, who are out a couple of times a week and they're on the weekends, it will show, it will reflect, and it'll benefit everybody eventually.
You're right. As a therapist, I used to say, if you want to change the steps of the dance, only one person has to change their movements, and then the rest of the dance will change.
Mm.
And so if you want something to change, I know, I said to this client, don't expect that people are just going to come up to you and say, hey, do you want to be part of our fitness friend group? start something, you ask someone to go for a walk, you plan a, you know, a lunchtime hike with someone. Just start small and it will trickle on from there.
I think it's easy in this town to find anything that you might be interested in, from walking groups, running groups,
agreed,
dog walking mm-hmm. groups, mountain biking, fun rides on the weekends. There are people doing everything from soccer, just casual stuff too. You don't have to be a full-flown athlete, you know, full pro athlete to be able to enjoy mm-hmm. some of this stuff on a fun level with some friends. Want to talk a little bit about some of those other little things that you can get going to start changing the way you think. That negative talk to positive talk. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Tracy Steen. She's from movedaily.ca, personal trainer. She's got a master of psychology. We're getting inside your brain today, talking a little bit about motivation and how to keep motivated with Clint Pratch from Flamin Fitness, your fitness equipment headquarters. More with Tracy and Clint right after this.